A little good news for once. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. For years now, we've heard bad news about the Great Lakes. Most of it has to do with invasive species getting into the lakes and wrecking the food web. One writer called it a slow-moving underwater wildfire. So it might surprise you to hear that native fish are doing very well in one of the lakes. The changes are so dramatic, scientists are a bit puzzled and can't explain what's happening. Peter Payette reports.
A few years ago, scientists were using the word collapse to explain what had happened to the food web in Lake Huron. There just weren't many fish at all. That's why it's surprising that some native fish are now recovering very quickly, particularly a small one called bloater. Stephen Riley does annual trawls for the U.S. Geological Survey.
We're not used to seeing this many fish in one haul, so you know, we've got catches now of bloater at certain places that we've never seen ever in our records. So, you know, it's surprising that it happened so quickly, but it's a positive note for us, so we're actually happy to see it.
These surveys have been going on for almost 40 years in Lake Huron. Preyfish are important to monitor because they're the food for the big fish, like walleye and salmon, fish people like to catch. Bloater, by the way, is a fish most people would call a chub. And if you've seen one, it was probably smoked for you to eat. It's not the only native fish doing well in Lake Huron. Another is one you've likely never heard of, called slimy sculpin. And lake trout are coming back to life, too. Lake trout used to be popular to eat, and commercial fishing actually helped wipe them out of the Great Lakes. Stephen Riley says there wasn't much hope for lake trout in Lake Huron until now.
We've seen a few examples of where lake trout were spawning and we found eggs. We've seen a few examples where we've seen little baby juveniles. But in Lake Huron, this is the first time we've seen a lake-wide sustained production of adult lake trout from wild fish. So, you know, it's another example of something that's telling us maybe the lake is going back into a state where it can support these native fish.
Riley says the changes are dramatic enough to wonder if the lake's ecosystem is undergoing some kind of permanent change. Biologists refer to this as a regime shift. But whatever it is, you wouldn't say it was expected. Chuck Medengian surveys Lake Michigan for Preyfish. He says a consensus was starting to form that these lakes could never bounce back. But Medengian says the amount of Preyfish being found in Lake Huron now flies in the face of that.
There's promise of hitting levels that we even saw in the 80s. Which most people have already dismissed the idea that you could get Preyfish populations to that level, or even close to it.
Unfortunately, there are no signs of a dramatic recovery in Lake Michigan, and that highlights the fact that scientists can't fully explain what's happening or why. Lakes Michigan and Huron are really one lake, so it's unclear why fish would do well on one side of the straits, but not on the other. The amount of fish caught in Lake Huron was so high last fall that it makes Mark Ebner a little skeptical. He works for the tribal agency, the Chippewa-Ottawa Resource Authority. Ebner says some years are better than others to catch fish in bottom trawl nets, but he's not sure catching lots of fish in some parts of the lake is always a good reflection of what's happening lake-wide.
And that's my concern, is that I just think that the increases that we're seeing aren't quite as big as what the data would suggest.
Still, Ebner thinks the recovery is real. He says there's no doubt invasive species like quagga mussels are having a big impact on the Great Lakes. But he thinks Lake Huron is becoming a more stable environment with a variety of fish reproducing naturally. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.